Wonderful. So we are in Torah Lamed Hey. We learn that reed, Kaneh, that been stuck in the wisdom, in the holy wisdom, that reed, that it's a foreign wisdom. And on that reed, because on that Kaneh, more bad attributes and bad behaviors and lusts and desires are holding themselves together. And then that reef is growing on top of that reed. Haynu b'chinot midot megunot, aspect of bad behaviors, bad attributes. Ve'alav nivna krach gadol shel rome, and on that reed, all of the huge city of Rome been built. Means Italy. Haynu nachash hakadmoni, means the ancient snake. Hakaruch achar kedusha, that is wrapped after the kedusha. Ve'al shem ze, and because of that, we're calling it krach gadol, huge city. Krach means that he's wrapping himself. Krach, that word, city. There are a few words to say city. Ir, and also krach. So krach means that he's got that nature that he's wrapping himself. Korech et atzmo. Kemo shamru chazal, like that Rabotenu said in Gemara Masechet Sukkah, ki igdil la'asot. That Zetzer Ra is doing bad things, he wants to do bad things, and all of the time he's developing. Shedarshu sham, that they tossed us over there, Shayetzer Ra, that the Yetzer Ra, mitgare b'Yisrael daika, he's fighting with Am Yisrael, uvigdolim daika, and with the most important people, more than everyone else. Kemo shekatuv sham, like that it's written over there, uvtalmidei chachamim yoter mikulam, with the wise students, he's fighting the most. Ve'al shem ze nikra nachash ve'yetzer hara krach gadol. This is why the snake and the bad yetzer hara calls a big city krach gadol. He's wrapping himself big time. She'u karuch tamid, that he's wrapping himself always achar gadolei hador, after the righteous people of the generation, be'yoter mishar anashim, more than on other people. She'u boneh binyano al ze asechel achitzoni, that he's building his, all of his building on that foreign wisdom. ואחר כך, and after that, כשאדם שומר את עצמו משכליות חיצונים, when a person is watching himself from foreign thoughts, foreign wisdoms, לא זו אף זו. So it's not only that is important. It's not only that you should watch yourself not to think bad things or to let foreign thoughts to penetrate, just also שצריך לחדש השכל בכל עת, that you need to renew, to refresh your thoughts all of the time. You're not allowed to be old in Avodat Hashem. וזה בחינת, and it's an aspect of what it's written, ובטובו מחדש בכל יום תמיד מעשה בראשית, that הקדוש ברוך הוא, because that he is good, he is renewing every day, always the creation. כי חידוש בראשית, because to renew בראשית, the beginning, the creation, הוא חידוש החוכמה, it's to renew the wisdom. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, כולם בחוכמה עשית, you made them all with wisdom. כי חידוש השכל היא חידוש הנשמה, because to renew the wisdom is to renew the soul. כי השכל הוא הנשמה, because the brain, the wisdom, this is the soul. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, נשמת שדי תבינם, the soul of Hashem gonna let them understand. The soul that belongs to Hashem gives people the ability to understand. This is that wisdom. כמו שאמרו רבותינו ז"ל, like that it's written, לגמרא מסכת ברכות, מה הקדוש ברוך הוא זן את העולם, like that הקדוש ברוך הוא gives food to the world. Af neshama zana et gufa. Also the soul give power, give food to the body. Very important, huh? The soul gives life, not food. Nimtza. Now we can see shaneshama, that the soul, hi mechaya et aguf, gives life to the body. Vehi be'atzma ha'sechel, and it is the wisdom itself that gives power to the man. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, ha'chokhma techaye et be'aleah, the wisdom revives her owners. Vechidush ha'sechel, and to renew the wisdom, haynu chidush ha'neshama, means to renew the soul, hu al yedei shena, is by going to sleep. Kamuva bazohar hakadosh, like that it's written in the holy Zohar, chadashim lebkarim rabah emunatecha. Every new morning, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is increasing the faith. Ki kshamochin mityagim, because when the brain becomes to be tired, you put a lot of effort thinking all day long, what's going to be, what you're going to do. Az al yedei shena hem mitchadshim. So by sleeping, they're renewing. כנראה בחוש, like you can see it, with your senses. וזהו שאנו מברכין הנותן ליעף כוח. This is why we sing that ברכה, that Hashem gives to the tired people power, strength. כי היו מתחילה עייפים, because ideally in the beginning they were tired. ועכשיו נתחזקו, and now they strengthen themselves. ובשעת השינה, and when a man is asleep, המוחין היינו הנשמה, so his wisdom means the soul, באה בתוך אמונה. It's coming into the faith. Bechinat chadashim lebkarim v'chulei. Like we learned that aspect of that verse, chadashim lebkarim, that every morning the faith is increasing. The faith is growing. V'chulei kamuvan bazohar hakadosh. Like it's written in the Holy Zohar. V'yesh kama bechinot shena. And there are a few aspects of sleep. Ki yesh shena begashmiut, because there is sleep, physical sleep. Shehi naicha lamuchin, that it's a good rest to the brain, to the thoughts. Gam yesh bechinat limud, and also there is an aspect of learning. Shehu nikra gam ken shena, that is also called sleep. Legabei dvekut habore, corresponding to be glued, attached to the Creator. Vehu limud pshata oraita, and it's to learn the simple Torah, the most basic way of limud haTorah, shehu bechinat shena, that it's an aspect of sleep, means that when a man is connected to Hashem Yitbarach, glued to Hashem Yitbarach, so he's awake, and when he's learning Torah, so it's an aspect of sleep, corresponding to really hold Hashem Yitbarach. One time, the students of the Magid Mimezrich, they said on him that he was praying Shmona Esre for 8 hours. So I think that it was the Baal HaTanya that said, why are you so impressed by that? He's with Hashem Yitbarach when he's in Shmona Esre, when he's not in Shmona Esre. What's so important in the fact that he was 8 hours in Shmona Esre? He didn't left Hashem Yitbarach after Shmona Esre, and he was with Hashem Yitbarach before of Shmona Esre. To be with Hashem Yitbarach, it's a lot higher. And Chassid Breslev said that if a man feels that when he's learning Torah, he's getting far away from Hashem Yitbarach, the opposite from how that the world holds that. The world thinks all of the time, you need to learn Torah, this is how you're going to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. It depends which kind of limud you're learning. If a man is learning limud that is in the aspect of tefillah, like the limud of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Elazar his son, that they were exempt from tefillah, for 13 years they were in the cave, in the Me'ara, and they were learning Torah, and it was in the aspect of tefillah. How can it be in the aspect of tefillah? Which kind of limud? It's a limud that is an aspect of prayer. When a man understands what it means to learn Torah, like we learned that when a man is learning Torah, he's calling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all of the Torah, it's names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're just calling to him in all of his names. When you're calling someone, so he's coming. When you're calling someone, it's an aspect of prayer. You're calling him, you're calling Hashem. You can call him Hashem, Adni, Elokim, please, Bereshit, Bara, Elokim, Et, Hashamayim, Ve'et, Gemara, Me'matai, Korin, Et, Shema, Be'arvin, all of the time you're calling Hashem Yitbarach. When you're calling Hashem Yitbarach like that, it's in the aspect of tefillah. And that way of learning Torah, it's in the aspect of Dvekut. Then you're connected to Hashem. You're calling Hashem Yitbarach, and then Hashem is coming. And you're always calling Him more and more, and He's coming more and more and more. So that aspect of Limud HaTorah is a very high level of Limud, but that Limud is not cutting the Dvekut. Then you learn Torah, and Hashem Yitbarach is with you. But when you not learn like that, when you don't remember that you're calling Hashem, and Hashem is coming, and you're just going down into a certain sugiyah, it can be the highest sugiyah, but actually you forgot Hashem Yitbarach now. And if you sit and you learn Torah and you forgot Hashem Yitbarach, you're inside the sugiyah, but it's a lot lower than to be with Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach is above everything. Hashem is El Elyon. He's God that is divine. He's above everything, Hashem. And to attach Hashem Yitbarach, you don't need nothing for that. You just need to want Hashem. You just need to want. Like the definition of Itbodedut, that Rabbeinu said that the minimum in Itbodedut is that the man gonna sit and gonna yearn to Hashem Yitbarach, just gonna want Hashem. And it's Itbodedut. It's to be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. So, the Limud HaTorah, also there is a way that the Limud HaTorah causes also sleep. Legabed Dvekut HaBore. Ve'u Limud Pshat HaOraita. When a man looks into the sugiyot, into the verses, and he's trying to understand what's written, what Hashem wants from me, what's written here, what's written there, you're asleep now. It's good. You're renewing your thoughts, you're renewing your neshama, it's like a mikveh, it's you're purifying yourself. By concentrating in the sugiyah, you're purifying yourself. It's very good. Shu b'chinat shena, and it's an aspect of sleep. כמו שאמרו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, like that it's written in the Gemara מסכת סנהדרין, במחשכים הושיבני, in darkness Hashem set me, זה תלמוד בבלי. It means to learn Gemara, תלמוד בבלי. This is what it calls darkness. תלמוד בבלי, this is darkness. וזה בחינת אמונה. And it's an aspect of faith. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואמונתך בלילות. That the faith is in the nights. ולחושך קרא לילה. And to the darkness he called night. So the faith is in the night. So the faith is in darkness. ואדם הדבוק תמיד בעבורת אף תבורא. And a man that is always glued to serve Hashem Yitbarach, in Hashem Yitbarach, ונתייגעים המוחין שלו מחמת גודל הדבקות, and his wisdom is become tired because of the greatness, the hugeness, the greatness, the
intense
of his
adherence.
What?
Intense adherence.
Greatness.
Of his attachment.
Attachment.
Azay yilmod pshat ha'oraita. So then, this is the time to learn pshat ha'oraita. To learn shnayim mikra echad targum. To focus a little bit in Gemara, in Mishnayot. To learn a little bit. To land. Uchshelomed pshat ha'oraita. And when the man is learning the simple Torah, אזי המוחין שלו היינו נשמתו, so then his wisdom means his soul בא בתוך אמונה, is coming into faith בבחינת חדשים לבקרים, in the aspect of getting renewed every morning, ומתחדשים and renewing themselves, ומתחזקים מעייפותם and strengthening themselves from their tiredness. וזה בחינת פשטה מונח זרקה. This is the aspect of those the ta'amim pashta munach zarka shepshata, that the simple way of learning Torah oraita shem bechinat ve'emunatcha balelot, that it's an aspect of your faith is in the night, em naicha, this is munach, it's naicha, it's a good rest lamochin, to the brain, ve'amochin and the wisdom nitchadshu kevarishona, they renew themselves like they were before. וזהו זרקה, and this is זרקה, like we learned before, the is דריקת לאתר דית נטילת מתאמן, that they're going back, been thrown back to the place that they were there before. In the beginning the wisdom was strong, the neshama was illuminating, then the man became tired, he went into the aspect of sleep, and then he renewed himself, and now he goes back to the place, it's an aspect of tshuva. He goes back to the place that he came from before. ועיקר המוחין, and the main part of wisdom, שמקבלין על ידי האמונה, that you receive by faith, אין מקבלין אלא מאור הפנים. You're not receiving it from nothing else except from the light of the face, the illuminating face of Hashem Yitbarach. The illuminating face of Hashem Yitbarach means that you see that Hashem Yitbarach is with you, that you count on the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, that you don't forget that Hashem is good, that you don't forget that. Like we explained yesterday, that to have faith in Hashem Yitbarach, but to forget that He's good, it doesn't call faith. Faith is to know that there is nothing except of Hashem, and also that Hashem is good. Then you can call it faith. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, באור פני מלך חיים, in the light of the face of the king, there is life. חיים, what are those life? הם המוחים, this is the wisdom. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, החוכמה תחיה את בעליה, that the wisdom gives life to the owner of that wisdom. מקבלין מאור הפנים, you receive that from the illuminating face of Hashem יתברך, דרך האמונה, through the faith, הנקראת מלכות, that calls kingship, שהוא בחינת ירושלים, that it's an aspect of Jerusalem. And if I'm not wrong on that, Rabbi Nathan asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he told him, what is that aspect of Jerusalem? What is that Jerusalem that you're talking about? Which aspect? So Rabbeinu answered to him, the city with the houses, with the people, with the backyards, the people are walking in Jerusalem. You received it from Jerusalem. When a man is attached to Jerusalem, Am Yisrael are always hoping to come back to Jerusalem, waiting to come back to Jerusalem. This is the faith that we believe in Shivat Zion, Beshuv Hashem et Shivat Zion, that Hashem is coming back to Zion, to Jerusalem. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ומלכי צדק מלך שלם. The Malki Tzedek, the King of Justice, is a complete king. ותרגומו, and the translation over there, מלכת ירושלם, the King of Jerusalem, מלך שלם. This is like we learned, ירושלים, יראה שלם, complete יראת שמיים, that the man that lives in ארץ ישראל, he's got a complete יראה שלמה, complete יראת שמיים. When Rabbeinu was walking, דלת אמות in ארץ ישראל, he already wanted to go back on the boat to go back to his house. After Dalet Amot in Eretz Yisrael, he already felt that he accomplished what that he came to achieve. 100% patience, sovlanut. He said, even now, if the worst enemy of mine is going to cut me to pieces, I will not going to be angry at him at all. This is when a man really lives in Jerusalem, when a man really lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's in the aspect of faith. He can breathe, he can relax, he's all relaxed, he knows that everything is good. And us that we're not holding in that place, it's written in the Zohar Kadosh that there are angels that look like the sole of the shoe, and they're lying on the surface of Eretz Yisrael, and they don't let us walk Dalet Amot in Eretz Yisrael. They're separating between us to the land, the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. And a man can imagine to himself that he's walking in Eretz Yisrael, build houses. He never saw Eretz Yisrael in his life. He never inhaled the air of Avira, the Eretz Yisrael, Machkima, that makes you wiser. If you don't see yourself growing and developing and getting wiser. So it's not that air supply, you're breathing from somewhere else, Chas v'Shalom. והיא בחינת אמונה, and it's an aspect of faith. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, עיר הצדק, city of justice, קריה נאמנה, a loyal city. נאמנה, loyal, it means with faith. נאמן, a man that is loyal, is a man that has got faith. עבד נאמן קראת לו, נאמנה, loyal, and faith, it's the same אמונה, נאמנה, it's coming from the same root of faith. A man that you can trust him, it's a man that you believe in him. And you have to believe in someone that believes in Hashem. If he doesn't have faith, so you cannot trust him. If he's not afraid from Judgment Day, if he's not afraid from justice, that Hashem Yitbarach looks, so how can you trust him? If he's not Yireh Shamayim, how can you trust him? So loyalty and faith, it's the same aspect. Vehi b'chinat laila, and it's an aspect of the night, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואמונתך בלילות, that the faith is in the nights. והיא בחינת פשט האורייתא, and it's an aspect of the simple Torah. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, במחשכים מושיבני, that Hashem put me in darkness, וכולי, וכתיב, and it's written, ולחושך קרה לילה, to the darkness he called night. והוא בחינת מאור הקטן, it's aspect of the small, of the moon, of the small, I'm not arguing with you. Just don't understand what you're saying. Probably it happens to you also that you don't understand what I'm saying. ובחינת מאור הקטן, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, עיר קטנה, a small city on Jerusalem, Jerusalem called small city. וכמו שכתוב, and like that it's written, את המאור הקטון לממשלת הלילה, that the small, the moon, the small sun, לממשלת הלילה, have the control, the government on the night. ויש כמה בחינות באור הפנים, and there are few aspects in the illumination of the face. כי יש מקבלים השכל, because there are ones that receive the wisdom מאור הפנים של התורה, from the illuminating face of the Torah. כי 70 פנים לתורה, because there are 70 faces to the Torah. ויש מקבלים, and there are ones that receive מאור פני הצדיקים, from the light of the face of the righteous people. כשהצדיק מסביר לו פנים, when the righteous man is smiling to him, azay mekabel sechel chadash u neshama chadasha, so then he is receiving new wisdom, new soul. Ki ikar sechel meor apanim, because the main wisdom is coming from the illuminating face, kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, chokhmat adam ta'ir panav, the wisdom of the man gonna illuminate his face. So all that he is receiving his wisdom from the Torah, all that he is receiving his wisdom from the righteous people, in both of the situations he is receiving the wisdom from the illuminating face. גם יש כמה בחינות בשינה, and there are also a few aspects in the sleep. כי יש שינה שבחינת לימוד פשט האורייתא, because there is one kind of sleep that it's an aspect of learning the simple Torah, כפי הדבקות, corresponding to the, like we said before, to glue yourself to the Torah Kedoshah, to the faith, to Hashem Yitbarach. ויש שינה שהוא בחינת מסע ומתן באמונה, and there is another kind of sleep that it's an aspect of making business with faith, selling and buying with faith, שהוא גם כן פשט האורייתא, that it's also a simple way of keeping the Torah Kedoshah. כי כשעוסק במסע ומתן באמונה, because when a man is negotiating, selling and buying with faith, azay amochin, so then the wisdom, aynu nishmato, means his soul, ba'a letoch emunah, is coming into faith, bivchinat chadashim labkarim, an aspect of renewing yourselves every morning, v'nitchadshu sham, and they renew themselves, v'nitchazku me'ayefutam, and they strengthen themselves from their tiredness. וזה שאמרו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, and this is what the Tar Rabbi said in the Gemara Baba Batra, הרוצה להחכים יעסוק בדיני ממונות, the one that wants to be wiser gonna learn דיני ממונות, יעסוק, also to learn, also to, also יעסוק, how you say יעסוק בדיני ממונות?
Occupied
yourself with דיני ממונות. I said דיני ממונות,
Financial matters.
Haynu rotze lechadesh etzichlo, so the one that wants to renew his wisdom, haynu nishmato, means his soul, yasok bedinei mamonot, gonna be busy chasing after money. Haynu masah umatan beemunah, means to negotiate with faith. Ki haosek bemasah umatan beemunah, because the man that is busy and involved in masah umatan with faith, who bevadai osek bedinei mamonot, for sure that he's keeping all of the rules of money, how the Torah is commanding us to make business. Ki kol dinei mamonot, because all of the issues of money shayach lemasah umatan, is connected to selling and buying, negotiation. כי אי אפשר לעסוק במסע ומתן באמונה, because you cannot deal with buying and selling with faith, כי כי אם בקי בדיני ממונות, just only if you know all of the rules of the Torah on money issues, שלא יקשל בהם, that you will not gonna fail in them. וזה בחינת, and this is an aspect of הייתה כאוניות סוחר, that she was like ship of merchandise. היינו על ידי מסר מתן, by business, היינו על ידי פשטה הוריידה, by simple way of learning Torah. Azai, so by that, mimerchak tavi lachma, from long distance she's going to bring her own bread. Umamshich sechel chadash, and renewing his wisdom me'or apanim, from the illuminating face. Ki ha-sechel nikra rachok, because the wisdom calls far. Kemo shekatub, like that it's written, amarti echkema ve'i rechoka, I said I'm going to be wiser, and it's still very far. So we can keep on reading more and more and more, but let's try to understand what Rabbeinu wants from us. Rabbeinu wants us to be happy. Rabbeinu wants us to be loyal. Rabbeinu wants us to believe in Him. Rabbeinu wants us to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu wants us to understand that we're very lucky, each and every one of us, and to know that all of our tshuva process is not dependent all in our hishtadluyot. Hashem Yitbarach, He started to woke us up to the Avodat Hashem when we were still very, very far from Kedusha, very, very far from learning Torah. And already then, He was revealing His kindness on us and opened for us the path of Avodat Hashem, the path of Tshuva. And He chosen us, Ben Kol HaAmim, between all of the nations. I mean, when we were part of the nations, Shabachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, we were one nation between all of the rest of the nations. And He chosen us, and He chose us. Where is Hanan Menashe? He came from Misrad HaDatot to check the list of tendency, nochechut. So all of the avrichim needs to, but we can do it after the shiur. Bezrat Hashem, Hanan, הוא אחראי, יש לו את הרשימה והכל. So just to remember all of the time how much Hashem is so kind to us, to each and every one of us, to help us and to open our eyes every day more and more and more. And really, when a man wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach, he's more than happy to be rebuked from Hashem Yitbarach. He sees by that how Hashem Yitbarach is revealing His mercifulness on him. Hashem is telling me that Hashem still believes in me. Hashem still cares about me. Hashem still have faith that I'm going to take my life seriously. That I'm going to work on my midot. He's waking me up that I'm going to wake up. If Hashem will not going to rebuke us, we're going to sleep for 120 years. It's not a problem to sleep in this world. You see, Rabbeinu is saying even to learn to write an aspect of sleep. So easily you can sleep. Very easily you can sleep. There was a doctor that made tshuva. He was one of the students of the Magid Mimezrich. And one time he was standing close to the Magid Mimezrich when the Magid Mimezrich said the verse, Kol ochel tetaev nafsham. Every kind of food, they're disgusted from it. Kol ochel tetaev nafsham. He testified himself that for 8 days after that he couldn't put nothing in his mouth. He couldn't eat. He heard the Magid Mimezrich saying that verse with all of his heart. A lot of times, the righteous people, Rabbi Zusha, and the huge students of Abal Shem Tov that we saw a lot of muftim from them, there was a certain situation, they said the verse that contained that the solution for that situation, and it already happened. I mean, if the snow was melting, so he said the verse that he's talking about, Sheleg, Kfor, about snow and ice. He just mentioned the verse that is saying snow and ice, and immediately it started to be freezing again, and then snow started to come again, and all the water that were melting. And after a few days, one of the righteous people asked, "What happened? Why after the snow went away and started to melt, suddenly it came back, and for 2 weeks already it keep on snowing. What's going on?" So they told him, Rabbi Zusha said, snow and ice. I don't remember the verse now. So he said, go send someone to Rabbi Zusha. So they came to Rabbi Zusha and they told him, "Rabbi Zusha, it's too snowing. It's too snowy, it's too cold." So Rabbi Zusha said, the sun came out, come out. I don't know, another verse that is talking about melting the snow. And in that moment, changed all of the creation. The righteous people, they have that power. And everyone needs to believe in himself. Everyone needs to believe in himself, that he's got those powers inside of him. You have the power to create a new heaven, a new earth, just by mentioning the right verses, just by connecting yourself to the point that Hashem is illuminating to you in the same place that you are now. You don't need to be righteous to be righteous. You need to be who that you are. That Hashem is going to like your effort, that Hashem is going to like your hishtadluyot, what that you're trying to achieve in your life, to go with faith, to go with honesty. In the place that Baalei Teshuva are standing, even righteous people cannot stand in that place. Hashem likes Teshuva more than everything. Righteous people that born pure and frum and they were so strong, it's not a huge achievement that they're going to stay righteous. It's a very natural thing. It's a very natural thing that they're going to serve Hashem Yitbarach for the rest of their lives. But a man that was already so low, so connected to all us and desires, and he's deciding to drop it. Like I compared it, I gave you a mashal once, an example, in Shabbos. A regular religious person, for him to keep Shabbos, it's only to keep Shabbos. But for a Baal Teshuva, it's also to keep Shabbos and also not to break Shabbos. So he's doing two things in that Shabbos. He's not only keeping Shabbos. The frum from birth, he doesn't have the etzara to go to the sea, to smoke, to drink coffee, I don't know what, to all of the imagination of a Baal Teshuva. But the Baal Teshuva, he's got a fight. On every mitzvah, he's got a huge battle. He's got a huge fight. To learn Torah, it's not only to sit and learn Torah. It's also not to go to the mall. It's also not to go to take movies from I don't know what, Blockbuster, I don't know what. All of the imaginations. It's not only to sit in the Beit Midrash. It's also not to ride a bike, not to go to the sea, not to go, I don't know, Thailand, India. All of that is inside of him, and he's got a wall. So he's achieving double. He's achieving not only double. It depends on how much Yetzirah he's got. It can be a lot of times more. And a man should know. And to strengthen himself. And if you wait someone else to come and strengthen you and gonna tell you cheer up and shkoyach and you're doing very good, forget it. Hopefully it's gonna come, but you need to work on yourself to have those attributes that you're gonna be a person like that. That you're gonna support yourself and you're gonna understand yourself. And even if you have your downs and you have your lackings, and even if you're very tired and very weak, still, you should be happy with the small points that you have in your life. And when you're checking them and you're looking at them, you're going to understand that they're not small at all. They're not small at all. They're not small at all. And if you're counting the number of times that you put tefillin in your life, it's become to be a lot. And the number of times that you answered Amen, Yesh, Emer, Abba, in Kaddish, it becomes to be a lot. And the amount of time that you said brachot on food, and that you were keeping so many halachot. And Hashem is so happy. Why Hashem is happy? Because every mitzvah, like we learned, that a man keeps, is an eternal attachment to Hashem Yitbarach. So what's the satisfaction of Hashem Yitbarach? That Hashem enjoys spending time with us. That Hashem loves you so much. And he sees that from now on we're going to be together also in that aspect and also in that aspect. And he's so happy to see his children coming back to spend time with him, to be with him in the most simple way of the Lord. When you're keeping Torah mitzvot, you're spending time with Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. You remember Hashem Yitbarach and you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach. I remember that Dvir gave us that example once when he was here last time in his visit. He came and he said that when he thought that there is an option to be in a very good relationship with that family, but from outside, to be an outsider to that family, he said, it's very good to be a guest in that house, to come, they're going to respect me, they're going to love me, I'm going to enjoy. But to be part of the family, I was not going to achieve that. This is why he decided to put all of his effort, really, to commit himself to the Avodat Hashem, to become part of all of that wonderful family. And then it's become to be something totally else. When you're attaching yourself and you're committing yourself to the Avodat Hashem, you achieve that Dvekut that Rabbeinu is talking about. You become to be one with Hashem Yitbarach. You don't have no selfish will. You and Hashem Yitbarach are one. You become to be one. And you want what that Hashem wants, and Hashem wants what that you want, and you're always walking together, and you're holding the hands of Hashem Yitbarach. When you're climbing, and when you're going down, when you're achieving, and when you're growing, and when you're failing also, you learn the lesson. You accept the rebuke with love, with happiness, with joy. You're accepting Hashem Yitbarach. And when a man is accepting Hashem Yitbarach and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, I accept you, in the way that you're treating me, in the way that you're observing me with the private supervision, I'm accepting it all on myself, Hashem Yitbarach is saying to that person, and I accept you also, like that you are, with all of your lackings, with all of your lack of knowledge, with all of your lack of purity, I accept you. Midah keneged midah, like that you accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting you. All of the foundation of faith, it's Ahavat Hashem, it's love to Hashem Yitbarach. And this is something that we need to work on. How are we going to work on that? The beginning is to look how many good things Hashem done with me in my life. How many good and important things Hashem gave me until today. Even though that I haven't accomplished anything yet. Even though that I'm really just in the beginning of my journey, of my tshuva. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach. Think, where am I? Just to think, where am I? What am I doing with my life? How I'm spending my life? With who? And how many mitzvot I'm keeping? And the reward on the smallest mitzvah of them all, you cannot explain it, you cannot compare it to nothing in this world. It's higher and huger than everything in this world. And how many mitzvot we're keeping, by the way, without thinking about them at all? How many mitzvot? To try to keep on walking with those wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh and to try to be happy with a big smile on our smiling faces. Now go and smile to the people of Israel.